Pat Bowlen bought the Denver Broncos in 1984. Immediately upon buying it, he wanted to honor the great players of the past and tie the history of the Broncos together so that the present ties together with the past. And he came up with the idea of the Ring of Fame. Floyd Little, Rich Jackson, Lionel Taylor, Gus Gonsolin. These were four slam dunks, so they went into the first class. The door is never closed on candidacy, which I think is very cool. The rule is very simple. You have to play 4 years for the Broncos and be gone 5 years. What we usually say is that means retired from the entire game. Now, 4 years isn't as long as some people have had, but in this age of free agency and so forth, sometimes some of your greatest players might not be with you for a decade. And in the early years of the Broncos, some of the best guys who were symbolic of the kind of success of, they may not have had the statistics of some of the guys today, but at a time when the team didn't have a lot, they were really symbolic and something for the fans to hold on to. The question is always, how big was that guy at the time when he played the game?
As we ask our fans to unveil the plaque with Gene Mingo's name on it.
The Ring of Fame inductees previously are always invited back. They were all part of this band of brothers, if you will, and this bond at one time or another. And even if their decades don't exactly match, once a Bronco, always a Bronco.